Bass will be at Home Depot on the North Freeway in Crazy Fort Worth tomorrow. From 9 until 11, take back your lawn this Saturday at the Home Depot. Join him and the experts from Spectracide branded products. They'll be handing out advice, coupons, and more. That's tomorrow. Home Depot on the North Freeway over there in Crazy Fort Worth.
Uh-oh, Mike.
What?
Brian Cushing suspended for steroids.
The former USC great?
What's next, Mike? What's next?
The nightmare just keeps on coming for those guys, doesn't it? What did I tell you all that time? All right, let's get into a nice concert calendar here. Uh-oh.
What?
Let me see.
Let you see what?
I may have the wrong concert calendar here.
What do you mean?
The wrong one.
Do you have last week's?
Yeah.
Oh, hang on 2 seconds.
In fact, I have one from April 16th.
Well, that doesn't make sense.
It's got the Todd Show at Trees Tuesday night.
Let's try this one. You should have it in 3, 2, 1.
All right.
Okay.
Counting down.
Okay, let's see.
In 3, 2,
11. 5.
1.
9.
You're listening to The Hardline live from Lone Star Park.
Yes. Where, by the way,
On Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
I had $20, and I gave the two ticket chicks 5 each to pick a horse.
Uh-huh.
The killer 5 to pick a horse, and then me to pick a horse.
Uh-huh.
And we all lost.
You think anybody cares about that?
Why are you yelling at me?
Have we vamped enough for you to get it?
No, we have not. We are not receiving your transmission as of yet.
It's been sent.
So,
well, Danny,
you have it.
No, I don't have it. It's going to show up in my inbox, right?
Yeah.
Any minute now. Any second now. That's right. Any second now, right?
Yes.
So
this is here.
What's that you found?
Is this on our website? What our mustaches are going to look like, or did someone just do this on his own? I just got an email with. It's really funny.
I want it. Oh, wait, here we go.
That's what Tom...
These are great.
And look at you. Crap.
Yeah. That's probably the way it'll be. All right. Let's get on with this now.
All right. Sorry about that. That was fun, though.
Yeah, it was fun.
I look like Abner Doubleday.
You do look so funny.
Oh, my. Friday at the House of Blues. That's tonight. Oh, sponsors. We need sponsors.
Potbelly Sandwich Works and Man's Best Friend.
Oh, Potbelly.
All right.
Yay.
Friday, tonight, at the House of Blues, Bullet for My Valentine.
Never heard of them.
I guess they've run out of names, Rhines.
At the Granada, Centromatic and Matthew and the Arrogant Sea.
Ridiculous.
Going.
You are?
Hells yes.
It seems like I've heard that Matthew and the Arrogant Sea on the Loft or something like that.
You probably have, Mike.
At Dan Silverleaf, the Derailers.
Didn't they play your wedding, Corby?
No, Mr. Pink played my wedding.
I don't remember it.
I don't want to remember it.
Mr. Pink and the Meatball Express. At Trees, 1100 Springs. Saturday, it appears as though we have an unfortunate, not to mention tragic, cancellation. The show scheduled for Fair Park. Now, I don't know if this is the Fair Park Music Hall, the Fair Park Coliseum, whatever.
It's just down there somewhere.
The show featuring Ludacris is canceled.
Oh, no. Where's Ludacris got to go that he can't show up at Fair Park?
I don't know.
Maybe he's got blisters on his rear end from trying to light a fart.
I don't think black guys do that. Right?
They're too cool for that.
Quit looking at Irwin and saying, right, every time there's a hypothetical about the African-American.
Well, where do you want me to look? To Lauren?
What else are we supposed to do? I mean, we have a community representative right here in front of us who's even wearing jorts today.
Right.
I mean, why should we not turn to him for these issues that are kind of cloudy to us?
And I don't even think twice about him wearing jorts, where if the killer had him on, I would punch him in the face.
At the Moon Bar, the King Bucks.
Ooh, Fort Worth.
Get ready, Fort Worth.
Oh, man. It's going to be off the hook, Mike.
Man, there are some whores going to be torn up over there tomorrow night.
Reef.
At Billy Bob's, John Conley.
I guess he's big. I mean...
No, actually, he's quite short, I hear.
Oh, I meant in a...
He was in the 70s,
yeah, he
man.
Was. He did rose-colored glasses.
And Friday Night Blues.
Mm-hmm.
He had a lot of huge hits when country was actually good. At the Fort Worth Convention Center, Bill Gaither.
Uh-oh.
I know what you're doing tomorrow.
I think this is a joke.
Does your mother know about this?
I don't know if she does or not.
Well, let me tell you something, Hoss. You know what Sunday is, don't you?
Yes.
Mother's Day.
What a better way to celebrate than a nice Gaither concert.
Would you please take your mom to Bill Gaither?
If she wants me to, I certainly will.
Are you going to inform her of it?
Yes, I am.
Okay, now you know how rock concerts usually start at like 9 or 10 or 11 or whatever?
Right.
And then if you want to go see somebody like maybe Jackson Browne or Merle Haggard, they'll start at like 7 or 8.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Bill Gaither starts at 3 in the afternoon.
Yes. Yes, he is a daytimer.
Now, what is he? What is it, just right. Christian music?
Yes.
That's gospel.
Gospel praise music.
Yeah.
We're going to go up to heaven.
Does he have like a band
Jesus.
And stuff?
I'm sure he does.
We're going to go up to heaven and find Jesus. It'll be like that kind of stuff.
But yes, I'm going to inform her of this, and if she wants me to take her to it, I certainly will.
We're
going to
go on up to heaven and then to 7-Eleven. Going to go on up to heaven and
but
find
eat some
Jesus.
Heaven gate barbecue.
Right, and that's where Jesus will have his chicken.
At the Granada, Charlie Robeson.
He's still married to that Dixie chick?
I reckon.
At the House of Blues, Bricks in the Wall.
See, Mike, that's what you need to go to.
I'm thinking about it.
Because they're recreating the big Texas stadium tour.
Yes,
from
that
1994.
Mark Falwell went to.
Mm-hmm.
What night is that?
Saturday night.
Wow, that'd be awesome.
I'm thinking very seriously about making that scene. At the Lizard Lounge, the Crystal Method.
Meh.
Well, I know a lot of people who are into that.
Dance people.
Yeah. At Windstar, MC Hammer and Salt and Peppa.
Wow. Hammer, huh?
That's right.
How about Salt and Peppa?
What did Salt and Peppa do?
They did that. Ooh, baby, baby.
And don't shoot, baby. Don't shoot.
Ain't no, but that's a great song, by the way. That's a great beat. Is that their own? Or is that some rock song?
I've never heard it from anybody else.
I mean, that's awesome. Do they make records anymore?
I don't know.
No, they just play casinos.
Yeah,
what a weird place.
Once you're on that casino circuit, then, you know.
What about Hammer? Will people go see him?
I don't know.
Look, turn Irwin up.
I'm just trying to put stuff on the concert calendar. I don't have explanations for any of this.
People will go see MC Hammer still?
Yep.
It's because he has.
All right, now here's another Salt and Pepper song for you.
Yeah.
All right. I want to shoot. Baby. Shoop. Oh, yeah, Shoop.
Ooh.
Forgot about
Shooping.
Shmoop.
No.
Yeah.
Salt and Pepper just did a reality show.
Oh, they did? So they're kind of making a comeback.
Yeah.
On what, VH1?
Yeah.
All right. Here I go. That'll be enough of that. Sunday at the House of Blues. Oh, my God. Ben Folds.
Wow.
Why are you, oh, my God?
I know where the professor's going to be.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Huge
the
into him.
Stand back burrito professor?
No. PT keyboard player professor.
Oh. I know this day would come.
Oh,
that
man.
Guy?
Yes. that guy. Monday at the Palladium, Insane Clown Posse and Coolio.
All right.
What a weird
the guy
billing.
That did Gangsta's Paradise.
Yes.
You need to tell your mom, like, look, Mom, I'll take you to Bill Gaither, but then I'm taking you to Insane Clown Posse.
Please do it.
I couldn't do that to her. Especially not after Mother's Day. Tuesday at Trees, Fuel.
Fuel.
Who's that chick that used to love Fuel?
Oh, yeah. She had pictures of Fuel on her in her cubicle.
Yeah, she worked over at the whatever it was, Merge or
Cindy Skull or one of those?
No, it was one of those. Was it Clunky? Oh, it was that chick that shot milk to the ceiling. The
Jennifer Reed?
Kat Von Erich?
No. No, it was Channing.
Channing, that's
Channing.
Right.
Yeah.
I liked her.
I liked her stories. Especially that one.
I know.
Wednesday at the Verizon Theater, Foreigner, Styx, and Kansas.
God.
Ewy.
You got to ask the question on all three of them.
Well, Foreigner, the answer is probably Mick Jones, and I'm thinking that's it. Because they went out and found him a sound-alike.
Mm-hmm.
With Styx, when I last saw them, the answer is Tommy Shar, James Young, and that's it. And Kansas, I don't know right now. At the Palladium, Cypress Hill.
Wow.
Now, what were they known for?
Jump Around, right?
Insane in the Membrane?
Yeah, Insane in the Membrane.
Yeah.
How does that go?
Insane in the Membrane.
Insane in the Membrane.
This is awesome.
It's weed rap.
But this will get the crowd going.
Oh, man. There's no doubt.
Who does Jump Around?
That's that other band.
Thursday.
Listen to this. Crank this up.
House of Pain.
Yeah, House of Pain. That's right.
I love that.
It's in all of their tunes. Okay. We're running out of time.
Boy, we are. Thursday at the Granada, Talib Kweli.
Kweli?
Kweli. Talib Kweli.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, Talib Queefy.
And at the Reconsider Lounge, Danny's Mexican Food Surprise, John Cougar Concentration Camp. God. And the Depeche Mode cover band fronted by me, Personal Baseball Jesus. 6:53 on the ticket.